Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. Energy companies in Michigan are likely to receive massive tax cuts thanks to the new federal tax overhaul. That means customers could eventually see lower electric and gas bills. The Michigan Public Service Commission has asked 13 energy companies across the state to study the impact of the tax cuts and how any savings will be passed on to customers. The deadline for submissions is today. Commissioner Rachel Eubanks joins me now. Commissioner Eubanks, welcome to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.
Good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with some basics about the regulations. Why might a tax cut for a utility company trigger some rate reductions for customers?
Taxes are treated like any expenditure that a utility may face, and that rates are set so that they have a direct one-to-one correspondence with the amount of expense. You know, let's say there's a dollar of utility rates and 10 cents of them goes to pay taxes, then that flows through automatically. So any reduction would have a direct correlation on the amount of rates that customers pay.
Do you have an estimate for how much savings the companies will get because of the new federal tax law?
You know, that's exactly what we're looking to learn in today's filings that we're going to be getting from the utilities. We don't have a precise idea yet of what the companies are going to file. However, we anticipate the savings will be significant.
When utilities receive money back, whether it's in the form of a tax cut or some other form of savings to them, what are their options for passing that savings on to customers? Is rate reduction the only option, or is there something else that they could offer? What choices do they have?
Well, we were looking from the utilities to see what their ideas are for how to return those dollars back to customers. It could be in the form of lower rates, or it could be in another form that they would propose. We're waiting to see what they're going to file.
So it could be something like a one-time refund, or it could be a longer-term rate cut, or there are just multiple options there?
There's a number of options, or it could be perhaps a delay and an increase in rates or something along those lines.
Do you have a sense of a timeline for when things might change once they've filed their reports? What's that process like?
Certainly. Well, once the utilities file their reports today, we will have another period of time where various stakeholders can respond to the utility proposals, which those are due by February 2nd. Once we receive all of those, the commission will review them thoroughly and then take the next steps moving forward on our desired course of action.
Many of our listeners are served by either Consumers Energy or DTE Energy, and those two companies are two of the utilities that would have to pass along some sort of rate savings if they do, in fact, get a tax reduction. And I should note that Consumers Energy is a financial supporter of Michigan Radio. There are other companies affected as well, but this does not affect all of the utilities in the state, right?
Correct. There's a number of rate-regulated utilities throughout the state. Our purview does not extend to municipal utilities or co-op utilities who we do not regulate their rates. So this is just related to those investor-owned utilities.
Can Michigan residents, customers, share their thoughts about the possibility of a rate reduction with the Public Service Commission while this process plays out?
Absolutely. We hope to hear from the public. All stakeholders, including the public at large, are welcome to provide their thoughts on the proposals that the utility have provided. And they can do that through our online system at michigan.gov/MPSC.
Rachel, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Doug, for having me.
Rachel Eubanks is a commissioner with the Michigan Public Service Commission.